Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross, and this episode is titled, How to Make Money with Social Media. And for this episode, I have a very special guest, someone you're going to love, someone I should have brought on the show years ago. Well, it's only been around for 18 months, but I'm so glad that I'm bringing this guest on. I've known this guest for like 15, 16 years, maybe longer actually, maybe 20 years, I don't know, a long time. Anyways, met her in Sydney, then married her, and now I sleep with her every night, right? So she's my wife, Alicia Fernandez! Give it up!
Oh my goodness, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, I should have brought you on ages
ago. Okay, I really want to do it.
What?
I really want to do your introduction.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Wait. She hears me all the time doing the intro, so she's going to do the intro. That's not pre-recorded, by the way. That's legit me every time. Go, you're up.
Welcome back to the show. Money Grows on Trees. My name is Alicia Fernandez, and I'm so excited to be chatting to you all about social media today.
All right. Social media queen. Yeah, that was like a 7 out of 10. I like the whoa at the end, but it's good. You did good.
Always room for improvement.
Should Alicia start a podcast? Let's ask her. Give me a rating. Send me a DM if you think she should start a podcast. Hey, hit her up, actually. Tell her. You need to start a podcast on social media.
We'll see after how we go with this one.
So what are you doing on this show? So let me just frame this for everyone so that they know why. Okay. We have a great joint couples business story. And I think it's great. And it's quite rare to be in business with your spouse. It is. And successfully in business with your spouse. Particularly around online business too, I think. So I'm going to ask Alicia to share her story so you get to know her better in a second. But the reason why I wanted to bring her on is because when we talk about making money, these are the rules of the game. You've got to spend less than you earn, work to increase your income, and take this proceeds and buy assets and invest and be patient into the future. That's how you scale your wealth. Okay, I talk about it in both my books, Money Grows on Trees and Money Buys Happiness. That's the formula. So why are we talking about social media today is because one of the most effective, the way to make more money in 2022 is in social media. People don't get this. This is such a big part of business now. All businesses are affected by it, which means your side hustle is affected by it, your brand is affected by it. Everything is affected by this when it comes to making money. So that's why I'm bringing her on, because it's critical. So who better to bring on than the queen of reels, okay, Alicia Fernandez. We're going to talk about how to find more information about her. She's got an amazing gift for you that we're going to talk about at the end. So stay to the end, and Phil's going to put a link to it in the show notes.
Thanks, Phil.
But back to you, Alicia. So just let's kick it off so they get to know you a bit. Just tell us a bit about your background.
Okay, very quickly, so then we can get into the absolute juice. So I grew up born and raised in Dubai, and once I finished school, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I just copied my older sister, and she had moved to Australia to study a Bachelor of Business, and so I did the same thing. I went to the University of Sydney, I did a Bachelor of Commerce, didn't really enjoy it, but with most things, just finished it, because I always like to finish what I start. And then after I've completed my university degree, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I moved back to Dubai. And I'm so glad I moved back to Dubai, because that's when we got together. And then we decided to migrate to Australia. And so we settled on the Gold Coast. And again, still didn't know what I wanted to do. Should I go back to university? Should I go into the workforce? And so fortunately for me, I got a job. Worked in corporate for about 4 years, and then we were introduced to network marketing, which was so cool because it allowed us to, I guess for me especially, fall into business without realizing I was falling into business, if that makes sense. It was a great introduction to someone who never had a business before. And so when we started our network marketing business, this is really where our characters, I guess, were shown more. because you will know, if you listen to Lloyd's podcast, you'll know he's more extroverted, he's more outgoing, he'll say stuff without thinking it, which is such an amazing trait, whereas I'm quite the opposite. I'm more reserved and more introverted, and I like to think before I speak. And so when we
it's like, I do think before I speak. Oh, I don't know.
And I just laugh straight into the mic, so I do apologize. That would like, be so loud.
You're telling me I don't think before I speak. That's brutal.
I mean, you have such a gift that you just, I don't know, you articulate so well. Anyways, so when we started network marketing, you know, they always say in business, you know, go and speak to people, tell them about your business, let everyone know you're in business.
Put yourself out there.
Put yourself out there. And to an introvert like me, oh my gosh, that's horrible. And then I was so, I guess, what's the word?
Scared?
Yeah, scared, new, didn't really know. I wanted to build a business. I saw these people building a network marketing business, succeeding and living such an amazing life. So I'm like, I want to do it, but I just don't know how to do it. And so you were like, okay, let's go to these networking events. Let's go and speak to people. Let's go and, you know, just get the word out that we're in business.
I think for people like my background was business in property, traditional business, and we were doing traditional marketing, like traditional advertising, telemarketing, referral marketing, you know, like face-to-face marketing, face-to-face networking. It was very old school business because that's how I was taught. It was before social media was adopted by businesses. So I brought in that influence too, which probably didn't help things that we were doing it that way. But that's the most brutal way to build business. But that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
Until social media. So what happened then?
And then we went to a few networking events, but I will always remember our first. And it was, you know, you were able to go and speak to people and talk to them about our business. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm cut out for this. I just wanted to go and sit in the bathroom because it was very, very scary. And so, you know, I always had that in the back of my mind. I'm like, this is a scary way of building a business.
That's a brutal way of doing it. You wouldn't do it anyway. We're just getting out there, right?
Anyways, when you're in network marketing, some of the companies have these amazing events where you can go to these events and you can be trained by industry leaders and top income earners. And fortunately for us, we got to hear and we got to have amazing mentors who were building a network marketing business leveraging social media. So they were able to teach us, you know, some of the skills to get started on social media. Because if you look back on my journey, and Facebook is so amazing sometimes because it gives you the memories of where you were 10 years, 9 years ago. I was brutal on social media. I would use status updates to say how hungover I was. So I really wasn't using social media well back then. I didn't really have a purpose for it. And any post that I ever put up got like 2 likes, one from Mum, Go Mum, and one from Lloydie. So when you look at my journey now and with everyone in life, you know, I've learned some skills along the way. I'm always learning. But what social media has done for me is given me a place to build a business. And we do both. We obviously do face-to-face, but using and leveraging social media has been such a blessing. And so I'm just so grateful that we've had that tool to build our business.
You know what? And you know what's really interesting about that too? Because I remember when we started network marketing, and a lot of people, I don't know why they think this, but they're like, oh, that's weird and that's strange. And it's not. It's just you're marketing a product, right? But back in those days, social media was not mainstream like it is now. Like people were weirded out when we started marketing through social media with our network marketing business, period. But here's what's cool.
Maybe that's because of some of the posts that
but it taught us social media marketing 9 years ago while everyone else was flipping, not figuring out what the hell was going on. And it helped save my dad's business. So before anyone kind of knocks network marketing, just understand this. The social media skills Alicia and I have developed is because network marketing. So if you're not in a network marketing business, you're losing a huge opportunity. That's my opinion. If you want to learn social media marketing. But that gave us a 9-year head start on people starting today because it's now mainstream and more well adopted. But back then it wasn't.
Yeah.
So true. That's the length of the journey too, to get good at stuff sometimes. So what were the results of that? So like we used to go to events, learn social media marketing, apply it, and what happened? We have to pump you up here. Like we have to tell people, if you're going to give a social media value, which you are going to in a second, people need to believe in, why am I listening to this girl? Like, what does she bring to the table? So just tell them what we've been able to do first.
Well, we have, you know, in our network marketing business specifically, we have been able to gain, what is it, like 15,000 customers worldwide from Australia for free. I think that's the power of social media. We've been able to generate not only leads, but we've been able to acquire customers for free leveraging social media. And with our network marketing business, we've been able to earn, I'm sure you've shared this on your podcast before, over $1 million through, you know, the network marketing business, leveraging social media, again, for free. We haven't paid for any ads. It's all through organic marketing. And so it's such a powerful, powerful tool, especially if you're in business, especially if you want to start making money online, because it's such a safe way through organic marketing, especially if you don't have a massive budget for marketing and advertising, you can gain customers for free online. Was that the pump up you were looking
for? Yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for. Because you know, we have to, because if like Alicia's going to give us some amazing value in just a second about how to leverage social media for you guys that want to know how. But just so you know, she's done everything she teaches. We've done it for years and years, right? She still teaches me stuff every day. She's a freak at it, right? Which is why she's on the show. But it's just important to know that, yeah, she's built $1 million+ network marketing business. It'll be multi-millions as we go into the future from organic social media marketing. But I just let me also add this. If you watched Alicia's journey from when she started to now too, social media and how she approaches that and the character building it's allowed her to have has turned her into an amazing woman and business leader. Like, incredible. She's spoken in front of crowd, like rooms of 5,000 plus people. She's just done so much amazing stuff, and it's helped her grow drastically. Because I remember the first post she ever did, which was years ago. She posted it, and then she chucked her phone underneath the pillow and ran out of the room. And I was there in the room when she did her first Facebook Live, and that was a flipping like event. Like, she was pacing up and down the room. I'm just like, do it. And she's like, and she was so scared, and that's totally normal. I didn't like beat her up about it. I encouraged her. I know it's scary too, because when I was challenged to do my first one at the kitchen table, I crapped my pants as well. So I could see what she was going through, but I just want you to know that's the start of it for her. That's where she began, and to where she is now is amazing. So social media has allowed her to find her voice. It's allowed her to find her leadership skills. It's allowed her to start a whole nother, you know, scale a business beyond seven figures and start another successful business, which we'll talk about later. And that's why she's here. So she's done all this from the very beginning as an introvert. So there's no one that hasn't done it harder than you. She's done it all, right? So that's why you're here. So what I want to do now, let's give these guys some value. So when people look at social media, do you agree that they go, it's almost like, oh, it's just a software, like it's this whole other world that they haven't paid attention to. And it seems confusing, and they don't understand. They think it's for teenage girls, and they like it's got that stigma probably still for a lot of people, particularly older people. They think it's a young person's game. What would you say to that first about the importance of it, and then let's roll into what you're going to help us with?
So good. And just on that point that you were talking about earlier, you know, with my confidence, one of my students in social media school asked me this question. She's like, she sent me a message and she was just like, how do you have so much confidence? And I was like, that's so interesting. Looking back on my journey, you know, so shy that I wouldn't even pick up the phone to order takeout, that she was asking me this question. And then I set her the challenge. I was like, you know what really grew me? I set myself the challenge to go live every single day for 6 weeks.
Facebook Live,
thought of the day, just jumped every on day, for every for day six for 6 weeks, okay. Just sharing a thought of the day for a few minutes. And she was like, whew. She wasn't expecting that answer, because she knew that that would be maybe something she needed to do in order to grow herself. Anyways, she took the challenge on. I didn't force her, because she really wanted to grow her confidence. And then she came onto one of our live calls on Zoom. And the first call she ever jumped on, she had her video off. She didn't speak. This call, after doing 2 weeks of Facebook Lives, jumped on. Had her camera on, she was smiling, she unmuted and spoke. And she was just saying how much her confidence has grown just by doing that little task each and every day. So, you know, just to go back to your question about, you know, the power of social media, some people think it's just this thing for teenagers. But again, it's a way of growing, and it's a way to have your voice heard, especially as a woman. And it's such a powerful, powerful tool to get your message across to more people.
What about in business? I mean, it seems to me now it's like it's not even negotiable anymore. Like, it's a non-negotiable to be good at social media in general for business, not even any business.
all you've got to do is go out to a shopping center or go out to a restaurant today, and where are people's eyeballs? They're not staring at their loved ones or their family members anymore. It's looking at their iPhone. It's looking at their Samsung. Yeah. That's where the eyeballs are. So if you're in business, where are people's eyeballs? They're on social media. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're on TikTok. So if you want your, you know, your business to be have more awareness and you want to increase your brand awareness, social media is where it's at for sure.
100%. Yeah, cool. So it's now non-negotiable. And so people are probably experiencing that or saying, you know what, you're right. I can see that there's what? Two, I think you asked me this morning, how many people on Facebook's platforms now?
I Googled it this morning because I was just like, I was curious. I was like, how many people are actually on Facebook? And there's 2.8 billion with a B, 2.8 billion people, active users on Facebook alone.
So there's 2.5 billion people on there interacting. And so if you want to be able to make money, which means getting your message out, sharing your story, providing value and getting money in exchange for that, which is how business and increasing your income works, it's a non-negotiable, right? But just unpacking what Alicia said before I go into before she goes into this amazing value she's going to share with you guys, which is the coolest framework ever, about how to leverage social media for you. When people ask me, like when you're talking about Facebook Lives and stuff and how hard that is, I say to people, they say, oh, I find it hard, Lloyd, to add a friend on Facebook, and I find it hard to message someone and chat with them, which is totally fine if you've never done it before, right? But here's what I often say to them too. I say, you think it's hard sending a message on Facebook? Try going and selling face-to-face.
Yeah,
like
door knocking.
Like when
at the shopping center.
Like Alicia and I went out one day, we were challenged by a mentor to go and speak to 100 people about our business face-to-face, right? And I dragged her along.
I'm still sweating.
There's actually a YouTube clip on it. If you want the YouTube clip, DM her. She'll send it to you. It's And so we were challenged by our mentor to go and do that, and we did it. Now, I want you to know that talking to 100 people face-to-face about your business in a single day to get 100 yeses is very challenging. Try it. I dare you. Then when you try that and you flip and work out how hard that is, you will find sending a message on social media the easiest flipping thing in the world. So just try and reframe it. Yes, it's hard, but compared to what? Right? So that's where it comes into your realm, because as an introvert, it's way easier to talk to someone when you're in your pajamas at 10 o'clock at night, like with a message, than it is to go door knock. Like, what the heck is the alternative if it's not this? Right? Anyway, I just want to put that in there. It's way easier now. So how do people do it? What do you do? How do you approach social media to increase your income?
Whew, good question. Firstly, I think people get a little bit overwhelmed with the software and the technology to begin with. It's 100%. All a little bit overwhelming. They're like, I don't know what this is used for. I don't really know. But then again, it boils back to, if you really think about it, it's the people, this is, I believe, why people aren't on social media, or they're not leveraging social media. Number one, of course, they don't know how to use the platform.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a mentor or a teacher, they can teach you that. If you Google it, you can figure that all out. But the second thing is it's the fear of looking bad in front of their peer, or saying the wrong thing, or being,
Judged.
And so social media is almost the cousin of public speaking. And so people get a little bit fearful of social media and being judged by other people. So how do you get over that is probably what you're thinking. You're like, okay, how do you get over that? And it's a sucky answer, but you've just got to do it. Right? The only way, right? The only way.
Yeah. That's like
to
that.
To get over it is to go through it.
The only way through it is to do it. Yeah. It's like that quote that I talk about a lot. Like, the thing that you desire most will be found in the place you least wish to look. And that's where the true answers of making money are too. It's where this fear is.
Yeah.
And you went through all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's no shortcut.
There's no shortcut. Okay. That's the thing. And if there was a shortcut, there would be no self, you wouldn't have any self-worth, because if I was just to hand it to you, you'd be like, oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
But self-worth and confidence and the ability to share with others comes from going through the challenges, going through the adversities, going through all the crap. And then you're like, okay, here are all my battle stories. Here are all my lessons. And that's the fun part when you look in hindsight. And so I feel those are the two reasons holding people back right now from social media. It's like not knowing how to use the software.
Yep.
And the second thing is being judged by other people.
Yep.
And the thing with being judged by other people, listen in, like, listen. people don't really care about you. I'm sorry to break it
as
to you.
As much as what you think.
No. People don't really care about you, Lloydie. People don't really care about me. Why? Because they're too worried about themselves and being judged by other people.
Yeah.
Right? So if you think, if you're like, okay, I want to post this or I want to share this, but you're like, oh, I'm scared or I'm going to be judged by other people. Guess what? They're thinking the same thing about the post that they're about to post. And so, you know, once we get over that and we realize that it's not as scary or people aren't going to judge us, it just becomes so much easier.
And it's also what a mentor said to us once. They said, people are going to judge you anyway. So if you post, they'll judge you. And if you don't post, they'll judge you. So you're being judged already. Yeah. You're being judged for not having courage. And you're being judged for having courage. Mm. So just choose whichever one you want based on the life you want to live.
Yeah.
Right?
I think right now social media is so untapped. It's free to post on Facebook. It's free to post on Instagram. It's free to post anywhere right now on social media. And I would hate for, you know, Facebook or Instagram, you know, say next year going, okay, well, now you have to pay $1 or $2 every time you post, that we look back and we're like, why didn't we take advantage of free posting, free advertising, free marketing when we could? And so I hope this podcast today is like, okay, this has given me the kick up the butt to really leverage the power that we have, the ability to reach. Maybe we don't even want to reach 2.8 billion people. It maybe you're in business and you're like, I just want to have 100 customers, and that's so possible with the power of social media and just learning a few key things.
Yeah.
Don't learn everything. Don't learn Facebook. Don't learn Instagram. Don't learn YouTube, TikTok all at once, because then you'll just be overwhelmed. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm gonna really focus on Facebook. I'm going to get good at Facebook. I'm going to build a little community on Facebook. Yep. And then once I've mastered Facebook or I feel more confident with Facebook, move over to Instagram.
Yeah.
I think Facebook's still the best. Like Facebook is...
Facebook's like our baby, because that's where we started. We started with Facebook.
Yeah, I think still Facebook's the best. But it's the biggest platform still, by the way.
But guys, I feel like once you understand the principles...
Yes,
the principles, you can use any social media platform. And guess what? If you're already in business, you know the principles. The same principles apply offline as they do online. They truly do.
So what you're saying is, instead of like paying for a billboard next to a really busy highway, you post a picture on social media where all the eyeballs are there.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of sending a letter in the post, you send an email.
For free.
Instead of sending a radio ad, you send a podcast.
For free.
For free.
For free.
My goodness.
For free.
The principles apply. Agreed. So what are the principles?
So the same principles apply. Like, let's talk about it, shall we? Yes. Let's run through a few. How should we structure this? So the principles are, in business, what do we have to do? We have to market. We have to advertise, correct?
Yep.
And then we have to network. We have to continually network. So there's no point advertising and marketing if there are no eyeballs. So that's why we need to network, so we have more people looking.
Build your audience.
Build your audience. Yeah. Build your audience. And then, of course, your marketing, your advertising, your networking, and then, you know, you acquire your customers. But the same, like...
And you build a brand too.
This is on social media.
Yeah,
of course you build a brand.
So there's let's say you've got a business or a product or a service or whatever, and you're trying to help someone like move from A to B. That's your offer. You have to get more eyeballs and more ears on that offer, right? On that big promise of helping people, right? So when that happens, your advertising and marketing through social media and what you said, networking, is imperative for getting more eyeballs on that offer.
Yeah.
And in that process, you build a brand, so you're well-known in an area like what you have been well-known in and so forth, so people find you easier, right? Cool. All right, so how do we do that? Take us through this, because Alicia sent me this thing this morning that's amazing, because people don't understand reels and posts. And so, like, just talk us through how you would, let's say, how would you launch your business? Let's say you got a physical product or a service. How would you launch your business through social media?
Okay, cool. So you can't sell a secret, first and foremost. So with the power of, I guess, let's use Facebook and Instagram, you can post for free. And so what I see a lot of business owners do is they will just post product, buy my protein shake, buy my, you know, my amazing shampoo. And, you know, as consumers, as prospective customers, that's not what we buy, right? We buy emotion, we buy stories, we buy results. Social proof, we buy results. And so this changed the game for me, because when I first started on social media, I was like, what do I post? I have no idea what to post. And a great mentor of ours was just like, just follow this strategy and always come back to this strategy if you get overwhelmed. And it's RVL.
Yeah, Fraser
Brooks. RVL, yeah. Right? Have you had Fraser on your podcast yet? Oh my gosh, bring him on. Yeah. So RVL. So you can write this down. If you're driving, just remember RVL. But these are the three things that you continually want to post about. Results. So results, like say, for example, you're in, let's use weight loss. Your results using the products, but then your customers' results, their testimonials. Yep. Then you want to share value. Don't underestimate the power of providing value. And again, at the start, I was like, what do you mean by value? Just tell me what you mean by value. It's just like, you know stuff that other people don't. Lloyd knows stuff about investing and money principles that other people don't. So he shares value. So what's the value that you can bring to the marketplace? What's your value that you can bring to your audience and your network? So if you're in weight loss, you can share examples of three ways of losing weight without having to give up carbs. And if you don't know how to provide value, go into Google and you Google tips around losing weight, and then you just copy and paste and then look like an absolute guru. And then you share your lifestyle so people can fall in love with you, because we all know that people will buy from us when they know, like, and trust us. And that's when you post about lifestyle, people fall in love with you. So I always post about us. I post about Chili, our little dog, and, you know, my family, because that's my lifestyle and training. So with the posting strategy, just follow RVL, results, value, lifestyle. But there's no point just posting these amazing posts if you've got no eyeballs, you've got no one looking at your posts.
Yeah, the advertising's falling on no eyes and no ears. It's like putting a billboard up in the desert. You're like,
wow, I have this beautiful post. It's taken me forever to create, but there's no one looking at it. So that's when we have to go and network.
Build the audience.
We've got to build the audience. So we've got to bring in our ideal customers. And there's so many different ways that you can network. But what you want to do is you want to identify who is who is your ideal customer? Who is your avatar? And it just, the reason why people say that, or you may have heard some other marketing experts say that, is so it allows you to go and find your ideal customers easier.
Easier. And when you're starting out, would you say that your ideal customer is kind of like you? So like
it's always you. So, and like, what happens is we go through this journey and we become this guru, and then we stop speaking our ideal customer's language. And so it's just like, go back into the remembering room. Like, why did you start that business? Why did you, like, what is your
You use that product?
Is your current, like, your ideal customer wanting right now? Like,
so what's their problem?
What is their problem? And that's what you post about, because then they'll be like, wow, she's talking to me. I thought I was the only one that had that problem. And then that's when you build the trust, and that's when people reach out, because you were able to show them a way to take them from A to B. And finding your ideal, I guess, your ideal customers, and networking with them online is so easy on social media.
How do you do it?
We were talking about this in the car today, right? It's just like, when you go to a face-to-face networking event or a conference, there's a bunch of people in the room and you're like, how do I know if this person is my ideal customer?
Yeah.
You've got to talk to so many people and you may end up with one lead and you're like, that was exhausting. I had to get my, you know, do my hair, my makeup, dress up, go out.
You're kind of talking to suspects. They're not even prospects. Yeah. You don't even know if they've got an interest in your stuff. So how does social media help us prevent that and get straight to the person we need to talk to?
Well, it's so easy on Facebook. So you can find Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. So you can go into specialized Facebook groups. So if you're, say your business is dog collars, for example, just Chili sitting next
little
to us.
Dog collars.
Little dog collars. Productions. Do you know how many Facebook groups there are on Facebook around dachshunds or dogs? You go into those Facebook groups, you connect with the members within that group, because you know that they are your ideal customer. They have a little dog who probably needs a collar, right? On Instagram, they don't have groups on Instagram, but you can go to different profiles.
Influencers.
You can go and you can search hashtags, dogs, collars, and you'll find people who love dogs.
So let's say I'm...
You can filter your ideal customer.
So let's say I'm a nurse and I happen to use a weight loss product because it was helping with my shift work and my time, and I'm a mum, right? So I can go to Instagram, find influencers who are nurses, or like a meme page where there's nurses following it. And I can literally talk to nurses who are female, who are mums, who are probably stressed out.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can share your story with them, right?
Yeah. And that's the power of your posts. So when your posts, say you're posting some reels or you're posting pictures, and your RVL, your results value lifestyle, when you network with people online, we're humans. We will go and stalk the person. I know, yeah. I definitely go stalk people when they chat to me or they send me a message or they comment. I will go over to their profile and stalk them. And when your posting is on point, you're sharing social proof. Of course, if that person is looking to lose a little bit of weight, they're going to reach out to you because they're going to be like, wow, look at all of these testimonials. Tell me more about this product that you're using. And so you can network with nurses on social media, chat to them, comment on their posts, send them a message, and then they're going to come over to your profile and then have a look at what you're posting as well. And that's super powerful.
So like, for example, let's say Alicia, in her job, she was a paralegal when she was working at 9 to 5, and she used a product that worked for her really well. If she had the marketing prowess she has now, she would have got onto LinkedIn, which is all the paralegals are hanging out there. She'd have literally messaged all the paralegals and say, hey, I'm a paralegal. I just use this product to get in great shape, blah, blah, blah. Do you know any other paralegals that want to do that? And they were like, me. It would have been so easy. But we didn't know any of these principles back then.
No.
So like, if you're a truck driver and you've done something in your business and it's worked, you go talk to truck drivers. If you're a real estate agent, you do this, you go talk to real estate agents. Like, you find your tribe of where you were when you had the problem, and you literally talk to those people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it just simplifies the networking.
The audience experience. Finding. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yep. All right. So I want to just run through this because this is amazing. I saw this morning. So people sometimes wonder, they're like, what do I do reels? And when do I do a post? And when should I comment? Why do I comment? And why do I put things in my stories feature? And when do I go live? And how do I use the DMs? And you've got this cool like summary that you shared in your social media school today. I saw it because I'm in there. Can you just tell us what that is? Because that's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. So it's almost like the cheat sheet. So some people don't even know what DMs are. So, you know, when you speak in acronyms and things like that.
Direct message.
So let's roll through it really quickly. We'll roll through the features. Very similar on Facebook and Instagram, but Reels. So Reels right now, if you follow me on social media, you'll know that they are my favorite thing. It's the hottest thing on social media right now. Why?
Caveat. Alicia, when I didn't do any Reels on Facebook, she's like, why aren't you doing that? I'm like, because I don't know. And I was like, that's too hard and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to dance on my reels. And I was just I looked at people on their reels dancing. I was like, oh my God. I tried that. I had a friend of mine go, hey man, I don't think the dancing on the reels is for you. I'm like, thanks man. But she coached me and she taught me. She's like, why don't you just do direct to camera, give them your value. And then why aren't you doing Facebook reels? I'm like, cool. I did that. And within like 12 posts of reels, I got 1.5 million views. And I increased my followership, my audience massively just from her help. So yes, that is her area of expertise, is reels, but continue.
I love that story. We were actually out at the casino maybe like 2 months ago, and this random couple came up to you and they're like, oh my God, are you the guy from the reels? Is private school versus public school worth it? And they actually recognized Lloyd at the casino because of his reel. And that's why I love them so much, because right now reels are the hottest thing. They're short form videos. They're up to like 90 seconds long.
You can get massive reach, right?
You can get huge reach. You can go viral for free, which means more eyeballs on your offer, more eyeballs on your brand, more eyeballs on you, which ultimately leads to potential customers. Okay. So that's why I absolutely love reels right now, because you don't have to pay. You didn't pay. How much did you pay to have 1.5 million people look at your?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing, for free.
I got like 15,000 or 10,000 followers from that.
10,000 followers. I know a lot of those people subscribe to your podcast. A lot of those people got your mentorship program. And so you've generated actual physical business.
From that experience. From that advertising for free.
Okay. So Reels. Reels are short form video. Right now, they're a great way to get exposure, and they're a great way to reach more people. Okay.
So Reels are for exposure and reach.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what about what's next?
So your feed posts, you know, when you post pictures, when you post quotes, your feed posts are basically to educate your audience. Again, going back to RVL, It's the value part. You're providing value to your audience, okay? So I know you always like to joke, and it's in the back of my mind now. So we always teach you, you know, you're great at social media as well. It's not like you're terrible. You're amazing at social media.
Thank you.
And I have this in the back of my mind always when I go to post something. You said it's the other day on a call, and I haven't forgotten it. Is that a dick pic?
Oh, yeah, no. A coach I work with, not related to social media, but was like speaking, and I was preparing for an event, and he's like, Lloyd, if you go do that, it's like giving him a dick pic. It was the funniest thing. Yeah. I thought it was a hilarious thing.
So see, again, the principles are the same. You want to be interested, not interesting, but a dick pic basically is like, are you just showing off? And that's, I think, repels a lot of people from social media, because they come on and they scroll and they're like, oh my God, she's so amazing because she's achieved this and she's achieved that and he's achieved this. And so
self-serving posts
are a dick pic.
Okay.
Feed posts, you want to educate, you want to provide value. Okay, yes, if you've had this huge achievement, how did you get there?
Yeah.
Give us the lesson or the tips on how you got there sure, but just don't post that you got there. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. So all right. Good.
And then, so that's a feed post. The feed posts are all about education. It's all about value. And then comments. This is where I've been playing a lot recently.
Listen up to this. This is gold dust.
Comments.
The comments in Instagram and Facebook.
So, say for example, you posted a reel and then someone leaves you a little
comment.
A comment. That's a comment.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Just so people understand, we don't want to lose anyone. That if you replace commenting with the word networking, it becomes so cool.
Oh, okay.
Because all your comments that you comment on people's stuff, their posts, you're networking with them. That's networking.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
Remember this the next time you go and leave a comment, because other people are actually reading your comment as
They're reading it, and they're engaging with you, and they're liking your comment, and then they're replying to your comment. And then they're maybe even DMing you.
Yeah, for sure. So if you show up as a negative person on social media, you're leaving negative comments on people's stuff, people aren't going to want to do business with you.
No. I don't think Facebook even... Yeah, nothing good's going to happen.
Yeah, so commenting equals networking. And so I've been networking on social media recently with my ideal customers, and I've been able to gain a lot of new followers because of this strategy. I have found where my ideal customers are living on Instagram, and I've been networking with them through commenting. So it's such a powerful feature.
There you go.
And with the comments, just to touch on this because I think it's really important, it's not like, I love this, awesome, go you. It's having that slight edge. It's going that extra mile. And again, we shared this the other day. I remember when I went for my first interview, and I was sitting in the interview, and they always say, make sure you ask the interviewer a question at the end. And so my question to the interviewer was, oh, can I curiously, why did you ask me for the interview? And she was like, well, on the cover letter, you put my name on it. So I went the extra mile. I went and found out what the recruiter's name was, and then I put it on the cover letter, and that's how I landed the interview for my corporate job, and that's how I got the job. And so the same principle applies here, going that extra mile, having that slight edge. Go and find out the person's name and comment.
So don't just like leave a comment of awesome, well done.
No.
I mean, I fall into that trap all the time.
Oh, easy. It's easily done. I do it too. But it's just like, again, comment and network with intention. And when you comment and network with intention, you show up differently. And that's just, I've been using that recently, and it's powerful, powerful stuff. So your comments are networking.
Okay. What about stories?
Your stories. So your stories are, you know, they disappear after 24 hours. Your stories are almost like behind the scenes, reality TV. As human beings, we want to be able to see behind your light, like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so stories is really just nurturing your relationship with your current audience and your network. Okay. That's what the stories feature is all about. You can do whatever you want in your stories. Okay. Lives, so Facebook lives.
Just caveat, I suck at story. If you go watch my Instagram and my stories, I just want to apologize to all the people who follow me for not being better there, because I suck. I'm not the behind the scenes dude. I put things in my stories. I'm like, oh, I could put that there. I could be so much better.
But I think we can always be better. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect either.
I don't know if people want to see me eat. No, I'm like, you really want to see me?
They want to see you eat.
You want to see us sitting here doing the podcast? Maybe.
You're in great shape. Maybe people do want to see what you eat, right? But it's just showing, it's just showing people that you're a human being and that you're not perfect 100% of the time. Because when you go into some people's news feeds or their profile, it almost looks like they live the perfect life.
Yes.
But your stories are kind of like the behind the scenes, like, this is what I look like without makeup on, or, you know, this is me in my jammies. Okay. Like, I'm a normal human being just like you.
Okay.
And that's where you nurture the relationship.
Okay.
Lives, so Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, whatever platform you're using, they're great to build your authority. And again, to nurture your relationship with your audience, to teach them value and things like that. This is where people get scared, which is why you build authority here, because most people won't go live because it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It is the cousin of public speaking. It actually is the is public speaking because you're live on camera. If you say something wrong or you say the wrong thing, just like this podcast right now, this is live.
Well, no, it's recorded. It's no, not no, live.
But we're live here.
Oh, yeah. But if we've come too far now for mistakes to be made.
Yeah, we're live.
So if you make a mistake, now we have to start again
and,
40 minutes.
And you don't care if you make a mistake, so you won't edit it out.
No, we don't. You know what's really interesting about this? I don't edit this podcast.
Yeah, so it's just, it's real, it's authentic. And I feel like, again, people will enjoy this podcast. They do, because it's not edited. It's normal. If you mess up, they go, oh, Lloyd's a human being. Yeah. He's just like me. He messes up. Alicia just, you know, said the word wrong. She's human.
Yeah. I don't, make Phil's job easy. Phil, no editing, right? You confirm? Anyway.
All right. So your lives are all about authority building. Cool. Okay. And then your DM, so your direct message, your private message, that's where the connection is built. And that's where, if you're in business and or if you're selling a product, that's where you do the selling.
Yeah.
Right. So you serve, we always say you serve publicly with your value. And then you sell privately in your personal messages, in your DM, one-on-one, to really understand their needs and their desires. Yeah.
And someone from my mentorship program, she's learning this and doing it, but she was trying to sell, as in convert the sale in DM for a business, like to recruit someone in her business. It's a construction business, and she was literally trying to sell her business services in the DM, but you can do that on low ticket stuff. So like if you're selling anything kind of below like $400, $500, $600, even up to $1,000, you can do in the DMs. But beyond that, if you're trying to actually develop a business acquisition or relationship or make a sale to a client, it's really in the DMs. It's setting up the appointment to then make a sale.
Definitely.
Right? So it's not like you're trying to sell in the... I think that's a good caveat.
I think social media is so powerful for generating leads.
Yes.
It is one of the most powerful things that you can do.
It's the most powerful thing.
To generate leads for free.
Yeah.
And then you plug them into your system, all right? To convert, the sale, to get them to a customer, to nurture them as a customer. Yeah. But if you really want... Because if you're in business, you will know, you will have this struggle. Everyone has this struggle. How do I get more customers? How do I get more leads? Right? Yep. Social media is just a way of generating more leads.
Yeah, nice. And
for free.
Yeah, totally. And for those who don't have a business, by the way, it's also important for you to have a good LinkedIn profile if you want to get a different job. You've got to show up and have a reputation and a brand and a network. Like, you think it's just for business? It ain't. It's for life.
And you... A recruiter will go and look at your profile now on social media.
Yeah.
On Facebook, on Instagram, they will go and look at your profile before they give you an interview.
This is career. Sure. And by the way, just so everyone knows, I asked Alicia out on Facebook first time. I split up with my previous partner. She split up. And I was like, I'm going to go in. And so I hit her up on a comment. And I was like, hey, what are you up to this weekend? When comments on Facebook were openly available for people to watch, right? Yeah, and then she's like, I'm in Vegas. I'm like, oh, that's not going to work out.
You deleted the comment, otherwise we could...
No, I think it's still there. I didn't delete it. No, I didn't delete it. I just didn't reply. I'm like, oh, you're in Vegas. Okay, I'm done. But I remember, like, then it was like interacting through. So this is about relationships. It's about your personal reputation, your brand, your network. Your network determines your net worth. And the best way to network, as Alicia said, is flipping social media. It's not just for business people. This is for flipping everyone.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to live a great life and a juicy life and be around good people and build this reputation, life with a good reputation is so much easier. And you're missing a massive opportunity by not doing this.
Yeah.
So
For sure.
It's important we touch
on
that.
And even if you're listening and you're like, I don't have a business yet, I'm thinking about getting into business, but I don't have a business, what's the point of building social media? But building a community and building an audience is so powerful.
Oh, because, it's the most powerful thing.
Because once you do have a product or a service, people will, they'll buy you. They're not buying the product or the service, they're buying you. And so there's so many, I guess, famous stories of people who have just had this amazing audience, this network they've just nurtured year after year without selling a thing, and then they launch a product or a service, and that's how they have these crazy months where it's like, I've made $50,000 this month, or $1 million a month, because they've had this audience that they've nurtured.
I think that's such a good point to bring up. So for everyone out there who's just started in business, it might be in network marketing, affiliate marketing, coaching, it doesn't really matter what the business is, consulting, whatever, and you're looking at someone like, oh my god, they went so fast. They built this $1 million business in like a year or 2 years or whatever it is. How? This is how. They already had the audience. Yeah. They already had the network. They already had, they've already done the work for many, many years building a following. It wasn't overnight.
And then again, people will look at, you know, influencers and be like, oh my gosh, they have 1 million followers.
They must make so much money.
They must make so much money. But I heard a story the other day and I was like, wow, this is so interesting. This person, she was an influencer, had 1 million followers on Instagram, and then she launched a t-shirt business where she just had like these slogans on t-shirts. And then she did a post on social media and she got like 5 sales.
Whoa.
5 sales. She had an audience of 1 million people and she got 5 sales. So it's not necessarily about the number of followers you have or the number of friends that you have on Facebook or connections. It's the relationship that you actually have with that audience. And that's where the nurturing comes into it.
They say that you, if you have 1,000 raving fans, you've got $1 million business.
You could have 100 followers on Instagram, but if they're engaged, they love you, you've got a great business there with 100 customers.
Yeah, totally. So there you go. That's so true.
So I wouldn't let that, because people will be like, I'm late to the game. I'm late to the social media game. There's people who are already killing it, but you are a micro influencer within your own network. And a lot of people don't understand that, because when I started social media school, I was like, oh, there's so many other people out there teaching social media, but you teach it in a, like, I teach it in a different way to different people who relate to me.
And your own experiences.
And my own experiences that you can never take away from me. And so I want your listeners to also understand that you're a micro influencer within your own network, and people will listen to you and your stories and your lessons over someone who has 1 million followers, because they relate better to you as well.
And so that's how you help people overcome the imposter syndrome. They're like, why me? Why am I special? Like, because your life
is... Yeah, you just have to be 2 days ahead of the person behind you. Yeah. That's all you do. But that's being a teacher and being a mentor. It's just like, I know something that you don't know yet, and I'm going to show you the way on how to do that.
Yes.
And that's just having the experience.
Yeah.
Even if it's only 24 hours or 2 days ahead, it's just like, that's how you teach.
Yep, totally. Like they say, you've only got to be... You don't have to outrun the lion. You just have to outrun the person next year. So all right, so how, I know that people will be thinking, listen to this podcast episode, that like, wow, this is amazing, I didn't realize social media was so powerful, I should be playing in this game, I want to play in this game, and they go to do stuff, and I know they get stuck because they lack accountability, that they encounter those fear experiences what you spoke about. But I do know this for sure too, they actually physically do not know how to use the platforms very well. Like, I've noticed that a lot. Especially in Australia. I feel like in Australia specifically, we have a lot of catching up to do with technology. In the United States, they just seem to like be born into it. It's amazing. But we do lack that here. And I think there's a big missed opportunity by the Australian public. But it, hey, all over the world too. UK, Europe, I mean, everywhere. Even in the USA. There's still people that don't understand it.
But if you can learn to read and write and speak, you can learn how to use social media.
Totally. What I suppose I'm mentioning here is that those are the things that trip people up.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've got this gift you're going to give everyone, which is epic, by the way. This, what you get in this gift is worth... There was a couple recently selling something like this that was nowhere as good for $1,000, legit. And you're going to get it for free on here. So when people encounter and they go, well, I want to do a reel, because that's where they get the most reach, and I think that's where the place to play right now, but learn all this stuff, but do a reel. You've got this amazing Reels Masterclass that you're going to give everyone who's listened to this, which is amazing. It's free for you. So how do they get that?
So, you know, doing a podcast on social media is quite challenging. Yes. And so I think that's why, like, this is just, I guess, an overview or of social media, or an introduction to social media. And so I have a masterclass that I did. It's free. And so all you've got to do is go to www.aleishafernandez.com/masterclass, and you'll be able to download the masterclass. And so in this masterclass, it goes for about 60 minutes. It's action-packed, but there are slides, there are visuals, you're over the shot, you know, you're over my shoulder, so I show you exactly how to navigate, how to use Reels,
yes,
and to really set you up for success with the Reels game.
If you watch the masterclass and you follow that, you will master Reels. And what's really cool about this, you'll see on it, there's a lady that we know who's amazing, who Alicia helped. She watched the masterclass, she implemented it, and she created, I think it's 50,000.
No, but I love this story so much. She's so talented in her industry, and she was just like, she didn't really want to use Reels because she was very similar to you. She's like, I don't want to dance. I don't want to do the lip syncing. That's not me. I'm a professional.
Mm.
And I was like, I get it. I totally get it. And I was like, you have so much wisdom that you need to share with the world. And now she just does direct to camera, she just speaks to the camera. So
she watched the masterclass.
Yeah, she watched the masterclass. And
implemented your stuff.
Implemented what she learned on the masterclass. And yeah, I think she's got like close to 200,000 followers now on Facebook.
In a month.
The Daily News in the UK reached out to her. They did an article on her. She's getting paid speaking gigs.
Just all because of
the Reels. And now she just has a platform. I'm so happy for her to get her message across to more people.
You'll see her. She's at the very beginning of the Reels masterclass. You'll see her. She does a little testimony. But
yeah, it just shows you the power of Reels and being you and just getting your message across. So yeah, that's a gift from me to you.
Okay.
And enjoy it.
So go to AleishaFernandez.com /masterclass.
Yeah, and everyone's thinking now, why isn't Alicia Ross?
Yeah. Oh, that's a contention at home.
That's another podcast.
That's a whole another episode on couples in business who don't adopt the last name of their spouse. .com/masterclass. No.
Yeah, so AleishaFernandez.com/masterclass.
Okay. So go there and watch the masterclass. Okay, now I also want to talk about this. Hey, Phil, let's put it in the show notes. Let's just get rid of all my show notes that I usually put in the episodes, all my stuff. Let's just put Alicia's masterclass in it. So there'll be a nice, simple link in the show notes here. So go click it and go do that. But also, I want to talk about this. My wife is amazing.
You're amazing.
So I was like, don't talk about me on the podcast. It's all about you. She is. So here's what she's been able to do. So we have a successful network marketing business. As one of our businesses, we have three businesses, and Alicia has a little side hustle looking after dogs. We have multiple income streams. We're going to talk about this next week on my masterclass. That's not what we're here for, though. But she's built another business because she found a gap in the market with, based on her own story and her own experience and her own skills, there's a huge gap in the social media space, like flipping huge opportunity to help people, right? And this is how businesses work, and this is how you spot opportunity. But all of that experience in network marketing has helped her launch this other business where she teaches social media, and she's called it Social Media School, right? So can you just tell us a little bit about Social Media School while we're on here, just to finish off? I think it's important. Yeah, let's talk about it. Come on, Social Media School, let's go. She's apprehensive. So
I shared at the beginning the software, the how-to. Like, I love to have my students be over my shoulder, and I navigate around social media, and I give you the confidence to use social media, and I teach you strategy. It's all the how-tos, basically. It's all the how-tos and what's hot right now on social media, because social media changes all the time, the features, the things. And so Social Media School is all around teaching you how to create a following, a nurtured following, but not only that, how to, you know, convert your followers into paying customers as well.
Yeah.
Plus being able to use and navigate your way around the social media platforms as well.
Amazing. So Alicia just teaches you literally everything she knows about social media inside Social Media School. So if you want to learn more about that, when you go through her masterclass and watch it all, I'm sure if you have a look around, you'll find more information on that. You know, AleishaFernandez.com, I think you'll find all the information on Social Media School. So if you're struggling with that, it could be something for you to look at. I know that you've got a lot of students now, and you're getting massive breakthroughs, obviously, which is amazing. So congratulations on Social Media School. For everyone who's listening to this, go watch the masterclass, click the link and go do it. And go follow my beautiful wife. Go follow her. What's your Instagram handle?
Alicia Fernandez 87
on Instagram. Go hit her up. Go watch her stuff. She posts the most amazing free content on her Instagram that it should be paid. It's that good. So I'm sure you're going to get a delightful experience just watching the stuff she shares on there. Leave her a comment. She'll come and network with you in the comments, like she says she spoke about. And, you know, I've just, hey, this is well overdue podcast episode. I get the fortunate, because I married her, I get to have you first on my show before you become famous. I mean, she's already famous, but super famous. So I'm, thank you so much for coming on the show and overcoming your fear of doing podcast episodes. Is this your first episode? No. You've done a few episodes of podcasts.
I've done a couple, but I should probably do more. Thank you.
If you're listening to this and you have a podcast and you want to get Alicia on the podcast, send her a DM and say, I'd love to have you on the podcast. You come on.
We always grow in different ways. And so I just want to say thank you so much for listening. If you stay to the end, thank you so much. And to my amazing husband, thank you for having me on your podcast. I know you've got some amazing, amazing listeners. So I hope this was valuable. Send me a message on Instagram. Let me know if you got value from this. And if you have any questions or you want clarity around anything that I chatted to you about today on this episode, send me a DM, which is direct message on Instagram.
Beautiful. Well, if you've enjoyed the episode, please give this a share. If you've got friends that want to learn about social media, please share this on your Instagram. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. And of course, dive into that stuff, get the value. And if you want, how about this to finish off? If you want Alicia and I to come on and do joint stuff together more often because you like listening to the interesting story about how we work as a couple in business, let me know, because I will do that and see if there's an appetite for stuff that we can do together on some episodes. If you want that, DM me and say, Lloyd, I want to hear more of you and Alicia talking together. Let me know and I'm happy to do more episodes. All right. Give us a topic. We'll come back and talk together and look forward to seeing you in the next episode. I won't see you. You can listen. I'll talk to you. You listen. We'll engage on Money Grows on Trees podcast. P.S. Thank you for paying attention.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.